So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yeah, that's right. It is Dom time. Loaded up on a most solemn anniversary, second year of the attacks on October 7th. I haven't seen a lot of statements of colleges and others out there. And the ones that I've seen from people like Mikey Sherrill, she immediately, after maybe a nanosecond, pivots toward what about Gaza? This isn't a what about Gaza remembrance. This is a remembrance of the people that were tortured, massacred, families, whole families, by just murderous death cult. I don't even know if you can throw the religious part into it. That's what today is about. It's not about talking about Gaza again and again and again. All right, we are going to talk about this, though, and Matt Rooney had it up on his Save Jersey page. This big gala that happened a week or so ago. We have the guy that's one of the headliners there for this, and it's medical freedom in the state of New Jersey. Things related to that, parental rights, medical freedom, their kids. And Jack Ciattarelli did go, even though they roasted him. This is just an anti-vax convention. So we'll talk with him. Also, the National FOP is on the show, and they have come out swinging against the Chicago PD, who are lying here. You have several sources inside there that Fox has developed. They told their cops to stand down. We all know it when ICE was under attack. Suppose that had propelled ICE to have to open fire on people. They would have stood down more. The governor of Illinois is trying a new line of attack, saying it's, Trump is not Hitler yet. This is like the early days of the Nazi regime when they took power. The early days. By the way, Henry, on that big list, put this guy in the top five, a guy you don't want to take a picture with, John Roberts. I'm just looking at him on Fox. And he's tanned. He's back from vacation, too. It's too much. It's too much, John Roberts. That guy looks too good. Don't take a picture with him, ever. There'll be a lot of picture taking at Mulligan's. Don't forget, we'll be there. The pregame show for the big event, the rally. Rich Cioli over there at 3-7 at the Seaport in North Wildwood. And Johnny, listening to the show, and I think the morning show today. Yesterday, we told you, and we're trying to get on the king of Taylor Pork Roll, that guy in Red Bank, usury or whatever his name is. He says it's Taylor Pork Roll. And he ought to know he's made a fortune out of that. It's not the other. But you'll be able to vote between noon and 3. We're hoping to get a few of the rogue voters. Now, I have to call upon Andrew here, even though the Rangers gear is not offensive. You can do the show in that, even though it's a New York, an obvious New York play. Yeah. If you're wearing a stinking Knicks jersey, and I know you're a basketball guy of sorts, you got to get out of here. I can't stomach that. The flopping, the nonsense, particularly their point guard, it's too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But why wear that? Why not just put on any shirt and we'll leave you alone?
This one?
Yes.
Oh, well, because they're playing tonight.
Yeah, but so what? You're in Philadelphia. How do we care?
I care. I do that to support my team. The season starts, and I do it for football, baseball.
I'm looking this up here, page 3, Henry. This is a hostile workplace declared. All right, so what do you say, Taylor pork roll or Taylor ham?
Pork roll.
Okay. And you're from what town, Andrew?
I'm from Philadelphia. I was born
in... Yeah, but I mean, where do you live in Jersey?
Marlton, New Jersey.
Oh, Marlton. I thought it was farther up. I didn't know.
We were living in Lumberton. We moved about a month and a half ago.
That's still South Jersey.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So we're looking, though, to see if we get a voter on the other and just to see how they come up with all this off Mikey Sherrill. Now, Mikey Sherrill was asked on another show, and this is dangerous territory. How did she navigate this to give the 8 years of Phil Murphy, give Phil Murphy a grade? She gave him a B. Now, if she had given him an A, this would have been the headline story. I can imagine the back and forth in her mind or with their advisors. Man, what am I going to do here? We know that people hate him in Jersey, but I can't give the sitting governor a C-, a D. How could I possibly? That would have been a moment. So she settled in on giving him a B. For that tells us, arguably what she will do. It will be very close to what Phil Murphy did. To me, though, the headline story today is the ongoing battle of Democrats against themselves. New York Post had a great editorial, which I think is spot on, that this guy in the attorney general candidate, the Democrat in Virginia, it's demented that he was wishing this moderate Republican, former speaker, death, and he would want to shoot him in the head over Hitler and Pol Pot. But then he continued with these texts, or he called. He called the woman who's a Republican and told her what he'd really like to see, because he said, you know, here's the thing that's broad that Democrats believe. They're tired. He said he was tired of thoughts and prayers. These people, meaning Republicans, have to see these policies that they're doing have consequences. And the way that he thought he would prove that, he'd like to see the babies, the children of this guy Gilbert, in the arms of the mom, die in her arms. The other, with the political opponent, bad enough, demented, out there. When you get to this level of out loud, or in your mind, whatever, with other parties here in this call, saying that's what you'd like to see because these policies of Republicans are so bad. The only thing that's going to bring them to their senses is what? To see the babies killed in the arms of the mother. Now, if that's not disqualifying, then what is? The other stuff in the joking thing, it's out of bounds. But I'm saying you can't continue to run for office and win, even in Virginia. Are people going to vote for that? Are they going to vote for a guy who thinks that's the appropriate response to teach Republicans the lesson? And this kind of segues into continuing to call Republicans Nazis, early days of Hitler, etc. What do you think you're going to get? Political violence. You have to do that to stop Hitler. This guy, an elected representative, he wants it to be so gruesome that they'll be shocked back to reality and they'll see what Republican conservative policies are doing to people. This is the only way they'll learn. That mother might learn then if her babies are killed. I don't know how that would teach her that her babies are killed, but that's this guy. And yet, nobody's called for them to be no Democrat. Tim Kaine, his double down, triple down. I still stand by him. They're still standing by this guy because they want power. They want that seat. And he's the attorney general on top of it. All right. Now, Stephen Miller was on a CNN yesterday. And the CNN guy was geared up to push back on him, which is fine. I like a great debate. I once debated Stephen Miller. I don't remember fully what the subject was. Way back when. This is when he was the chief guy for the former attorney general.
Certainly wasn't Hare.
No, it wasn't Hare. And I got to say, he ranks right up there with Christie, maybe even better, as far as it's like, whoa, man, this guy, it's ferocious coming at you. It's unbelievable stuff. You're both thrilled, and you're thinking, oh, man, I can see his mind right now as he's saying this stuff. What's the counter? You're stupid. So here on CNN, right out of the box, when the guy says, well, people are saying what you guys are doing is you're just profiling black and brown people. Can you deny that? Here's Miller.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people, that this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
What a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites. They're taking jobs away from Latinos. They're taking their health benefits away. They're taking their school slots away. And of course, in many cases, they're committing heinous crimes. We cannot have a system of law in this country that privileges illegal aliens over American citizens. And that's what they're doing. You know it, and I know it.
So that's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally state that the immigration policy...
I said it's a dumb question. Okay.
Well, I appreciate
no,
that. But
and it's a dumb question.
So no, this policy is not designed to...
I thought when I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, no. I think it's a fair one that a lot of people have. So
my full answer is no, that is a lie, and it's a dumb question.
Yeah, he's one of the best that I've seen on this type of thing. You almost want to be face-to-face with him. It's more intriguing. I put him up there. Look, we're down on Christie, I get it, but on his feet, he's still, at least my struggles with him, was unbelievable. All right, I got more of that at 12:30. We're going to talk with the guy I told you about this issue in Jersey. You know how RFK, in a big way, brought a lot of people, particularly women that supported the stuff that he was into the Trump camp, and they continue to be there. He's now issued a directive that all medical schools must provide satisfactory training in nutrition. Rowan and I think Drexel have said, yeah, they already are doing that. Startling, huh? That is a great, you're going to have to check that box. You're going to have to prove to us that you're actually training future doctors, I guess nurses to a degree, in nutrition. Apparently, that's not regulated yet. He's making it regulated now. So this Jersey conference, Cetarelli was under fire because the claim was that he's palling around with people that are anti-vax in Jersey. He went to this gala. We got the guy behind this. And is that an issue that's going to intrigue enough people that are, maybe they're not conservative. Maybe they don't vote that often. But they are interested in health vis-a-vis the RFK stuff. Could they be half a point to a point in Jersey, which could be the critical end to this whole thing? So we'll talk with him in a few minutes. Side question today. Of course, yesterday we told you gearing up for the big comeback. President Trump, what was it, May 14th, 2024, there in Wildwood. It was enormous. I still don't know if it was 100,000 in Wildwood, but it was packed. It was unbelievable. And we were there at Mulligan's. So this is kind of and it's being billed as a return, a sequel, if you will. A comeback is what we're looking for. Don't think just movies today. I'll take off the board the most obvious sequel movie type, Godfather 2. Greatest movie in history, in my view. As far as a comeback, a sequel, of course, Trump, and Trump's never the answer. We don't allow, because then we'd have to fight over, the right. Trump comeback. I got a bigger comeback, maybe. alcohol. Prohibition knocks alcohol out, and then alcohol makes a comeback legally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a great, I thought, when I hit this last night.
That's actually really clever.
No, thank you. I thought that would be said. You're making up now for that jersey a little bit. All right. I got two others that are political figures. I won't say yet to give people a chance, but we're looking for both a sequel, a comeback, however you'd like to phrase it. Don't think just movies, though. Henry, what's yours?
How about, I'm not going to take a movie, but how about the plot within a movie? How about the story of Roy Hobbs?
Right.
Roy Hobbs was on his way to a big tryout across the country when he got the opportunity to strike out the Whammer, a.k.a. probably Babe Ruth, I would like to think that is, you know, back in the day.
Sure.
The Whammer, strikes out the Whammer. A woman asks him, are you the next one? Are you the next great one? He says, yeah, I think so. Turns out she was a serial killer who was going after all the greatest athletes at the time and shot the man. Years later, 15 years later, I believe it was, Roy Hobbs returns to the field and takes the New York Knights all the way to the pennant.
Not a pitcher now, even though when he pitched, they couldn't hit it.
Yeah, yeah. The one time they pitched, they're like, oh, let's see it, Roy. Yeah, and he throws 100, and they go, oh, my goodness.
Well, I think, allegedly, the Phillies third baseman, Eddie Wakis, or Watkis, was shot by a woman. And I don't know if that's the premise of some of this. He wasn't.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Was he a natural? I've never heard of this cattle right now.
No, he was a pretty good player, but that's what I was always told the natural got that from.
And I heard that's what I heard too. Like it was actually based off of something that happened.
The book, spoiler alert, doesn't end with him hitting a home run. Oh man, you can't have that. I tell you, Roe hates unhappy endings. You can't have that. He strikes out. And we're sitting here, what the heck, in a movie theater?
It was all the bat.
Yeah, it was all the bat. Yeah.
The other one I'm gonna take off. How about Tiger Woods? After, absolutely, you know, all his family turmoil, getting into a car accident, ruining his back a little bit, took him 11 years to reclimb that mountaintop and win another major, culminating in the 2019 Masters.
Absolutely. He's still out there lurking. I have the lifetime bet with Luke that Jack Nicklaus will have one more by the time it's all said and done. So,
yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, well, Tiger Woods, you never know. I mean, yeah, it's to win three more majors to tie would be unbelievable. All right, what's yours, Andrew?
So was sticking with the realm of sports, talking about a particular game in history, the Buffalo Bills 1992 wildcard game against the Tennessee, or I think they were still the Houston Oilers. They were down 35-3 at halftime, and they made one of the I believe it still is the largest comeback in NFL postseason history. And sticking in the realm of football, one of the probably, at least when I was growing up as a kid, it was probably one of the most entertaining things to watch, a comeback as far as a career. Doug Flutie was drafted, played for the Chicago Bears in the early 90s, late 80s, and then fell off. He was an undersized quarterback. Nobody really gave him that much.
5'8".
And later on, he had a revived career, took the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs twice, unfortunately didn't get very far. But that story, I'll never forget watching Doug Flutie take the Buffalo Bills and turning that franchise around, at least for the couple years that he was there. I thought that was cool.
You know, I met Doug Flutie.
Yeah. Nice.
Very nice guy.
I heard he's a very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Very genuine.
Definitely all of 5'8".
Can he throw a football 40 yards? Get the ball again.
Yeah, he looks in great shape.
With the Bridgestone football, he definitely could.
Well, that's what we're using. Yeah.
That's right. Football. 60 yards he could probably throw.
Well, now we're getting a little crazy, but okay. All that's on tap for Friday. All right, hit us with that. Not just a movie sequel, but a sequel in the sense of coming back, you know, the second time around or third time around, that sort of thing. I have two biggies, both with N in their first last name, that were unbelievable comebacks. But that's what Wildwood is. It is the comeback again. Back again. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And we'll talk. Is this medical freedom stuff going to make a difference in the Jersey race? Jack Ciattarelli's embracing it. Mikey Sherrill's on the other side with the mask and the shutdown of schools and all that. Does that work now in Jersey? Freedom in general is the Ciattarelli campaign, not so much the Mikey Sherrill campaign. And again, thanks to Johnny for jumping in as we were talking about that yesterday. You got to come and sample one of his pork rolls, egg sandwiches. All right, Henry, I ate the oysters the last time, sort of. This is even more dangerous territory for me.
Wait, you've never had pork roll?
No. Well, before I became a vegetarian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, this is like, take it away. But I will eat this. Not for the cause, for Johnny. I mean, anything
for Johnny.
Yeah,
anything
yeah,
for Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Gotta do it for Johnny, man.
Hey, you know, we got this fish over here. It doesn't look so good. All right, Johnny, cook it up there. I got to meet his chef. He's got a guy that does different stuff every night. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's the way that you're going to get on board. Great guests coming up, but you right now on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. So here is a New Hampshire Democrat candidate with a reporter just wanting to get her on record saying, yes, I condemn political violence. Now go away. Here's how it sounded.
Stephanie Shaheen, do you condemn political violence? Do you condemn political violence?
You have a great night.
Do you think that the rhetoric needs to be toned down right now? Do you condemn political violence? That seems like a pretty simple question, ma'am. Is murdering someone because of their politics wrong? Is murder socially unacceptable? Do you condemn political violence?
Oh my God, what would it take to say yes? Or to the Stephen Miller answer.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, okay. Does that fall into the Stephen Miller category? Does he have to say it?
Yeah, I would go for that, sure. To say, do I have to say it? That's a dumb question. Why are you trying to do that? Talk about something serious. I'd be fine. But the non-answer and no national Democrat is saying this guy should quit. They're saying it's wrong. It's horrible. And again, the part that you're not seeing enough in the media, you get the initial thing, the joke, you have two bullets, who you're shooting and all that. He wants to put both bullets in the head of the guy that was the former speaker. But the part that's broader, which Democrats are engaging in big numbers endorsing, is to say that he would like to see the children of that guy in the arms of the mother shot, killed, so that Republicans would feel pain. They would see what their policies are doing, the pain of it. Now, this is something they don't often enunciate. They like to see the kids killed. But they often enunciate that. And it's more and more frequently that we see stories. This one is beyond the pale. You just can't imagine this guy, particularly as attorney general. But more and more, this is the mentality. All righty. Side question today. The big sequel, The Return to Wildwood. So we're looking for a return, a comeback, or a sequel. I have some political figures that did it, but I'd love to hear yours. And if it's a movie, that's fine. Doesn't have to be. You know, I think it was only a year or two. Now, maybe it was more than a year or two that alcohol was illegal. People still drank it somewhat, but it was illegal. It was a bigger deal. Then it made a comeback. I mean, it's the only amendment thing where they say, nah, never mind about that other amendment. You know, I think if your amendment gets knocked out, it shouldn't be an amendment anymore. It ought to drop out. It was nullified. It's not an amendment.
No.
Oh, you think the history? You like the history of it?
Yeah, because were you going to bump all the rest of them up, or are you just going to like take that one out and just?
I'm going to bump them up. I'll tell you the one I would get rid of. It might be an interesting thing. The amendment that I get rid of right now, because it's a joke. It's a pretend thing. If we're serious, we got to calculate this better. Is the 25th Amendment about taking out the president? You know, from office.
Like it's thrown around a lot.
Yeah, and it's completely ineffectual, the formula that's sort of been, comes out of this. We need a different formula. It's not easy. I mean, I agree with it, but there's got to be, Biden wasn't taken out, wasn't even a move to do it.
Yeah.
So how does that amendment affect? If you got to put something in there that would be some metric that would make it effective. All right, David in Lexington, South Carolina first. Hey, David, welcome in.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Good.
Really, the big comeback is going to be when you come back to South Carolina and eat some grits.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Now, wait, you know, I mean, bad enough. You know what it was like for me to eat that raw oyster? And I want it on the record. I saw the tape slow down. I did actually eat some of it. Maybe. But the pork roll sandwich for Johnny and the cheese and the breakfast stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Come on.
Well, I'll say this is probably equally repulsive to you, but yeah. I think it's a good one. Is Marion Barry. I mean, the guy was convicted of prostitution and drugs and everything and gets reelected.
And it wasn't cocaine. It was crack cocaine. And I think it was a prostitute. And he said, the blank set me up. Live on camera. Yeah, Marion Barry I interviewed once. Yep. There was a lot of sweating. The guy was a big sweater. Thank you, David. I don't know if we've ever done that as a side. All-time sweater. James Brown would probably get my vote. Okay, so we got the guy coming up on the medical stuff here in Jersey. Is that going to make a difference? Here, yesterday, President Trump, I'm not going to play it. I'll just summarize. It was on Newsmax with Greg Kelly, the former police commissioner's son. And in the middle of it, Trump said he didn't know who Bad Bunny was, but that he sucks anyhow with the NFL. And then, you know, I've seen this up close. When Trump fixates on something, you know what he starts complaining about? The new kickoff rule, where nobody can move until the ball is there. He just cannot.
He's not watching that.
Not abide by that. Yeah, he just, the Bad Bunny was enough. Bad Bunny starting to come up. So here is Whoopi Goldberg's solution. This is Cut 9. What Whoopi suggests white Super Bowl attendees should show up as if they want to, I guess, protest Bad Bunny.
You're always funny,
You're
too,
funny
Whoopi.
Too, Whoopi.
Jesus. You know, one thing I thought of, though, you know, Christine Noem, the one who killed the dog.
Cricket.
She killed Cricket, yeah.
Puppy.
Who does that? Who shoots a puppy? Only her. Anyway, she's threatening to go to the Super Bowl when Bad Bunny is there and round up all these people that are illegal immigrants. Do you think that she would go if it was Garth Brooks or Eminem or Taylor Swift or any other white person?
Let me understand what you're saying, because she's going to go to the Super Bowl and round up. How's she going to know who's who?
Because the Supreme Court has given permission to question anyone who has a Spanish accent who has a dark skin.
Yeah.
So here's
that's
the
why.
Thing. Here's the thing. Everybody. get a little cocoa butter, sit in the sun. That's the first thing. And then, and this is the only time you can probably ever do this, give yourself a Latin accent.
You know, Whoopi, that is such a good idea.
And see if she can tell who's who.
All right,
that's enough. We got it. That's our dose of the day. Will they bring in Alec Baldwin's wife to do the fake Spanish accent coaching? Just asking. I think she'd be, you know, next
yeah,
up
great
on the
for
View.
It.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk to Matt Connelly, and this really intrigued us, of course, from Matt Rooney, who we hope to have on the next couple of days, SaveJersey.com. Jack Cettarelli, there was a lot. Yeah, he's a writer from SaveJersey.com, among other things, and wrote this piece about this gala that was held a week or so ago of MAHA types. All right, Make America Healthy Again in Jersey. Freedom. Medical freedom. Let them break it down, what that means. And Jack was criticized. They said these are just the anti-vaxxers. Here's the thing, though. Does Jersey have, you know, at least a fair number of people? These people that RFK brought over to Trump are getting what they want. We just told you about a couple things today. And they're part of the Trump coalition. And they voted in astounding numbers. And they're women. This all matters in a close race, and this is going to be close. So Matt is next. Keep the calls coming on the comeback, 855-839-1210. Let's talk, though, first for a moment. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, and promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things that I do for my health. Now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-LIFE, 800-262-5483, or use that code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember, the code is OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All that at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Time to your Dano show. Yeah, Czar of Trenton wants a ruling. Is it a violation to have pork roll and pizza? Of course it is.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Salty? I think that'd be great. It's like bacon.
Oh, God. All right. You can on YouTube and everywhere else let Henry know what a ridiculous thing that is. I don't think there'll be any pizza with pork roll on it at Johnny's on Friday. But speaking of healthful diets like the pork roll sandwich, breakfast sandwich, oh, my God, Matt Connelly is with us. Matt wrote this piece. He's a writer, SaveJersey.com, the Matt Rooney Shop, serves on the board of directors for the New Jersey Health Innovation PAC. And there was this big gala that in the end, Jack Cetarelli attended. So what, Dom, it's a gala. No, these are people, think of, I would say, you know what, Matt, tell me if he thinks that's accurate. The RFK fans that have come into the Trump coalition, that's what it reminds me of. So there was some controversy there because Mikey Sherrill's still in the masking era. Let's go to Matt on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Great piece at SaveJersey.com. Would you say people at that gala were like the RFK coalition, RFK Jr.?
Hey, Dom, thank you for having me. Appreciate your time. To answer your question, yeah, you know, there's certainly a lot of overlap there. You know, what's going on at that level with RFK and HHS, there's a lot of good and unprecedented things happening. It doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, every item is something that, you know, we necessarily are on board with or agree with. But in general, certainly a lot of overlap and a lot of the audience there is very enthusiastic about RFK and about MAHA. So, yeah, that's true.
I think it was sold out. You had 300 people. I'm hoping, like what we saw on the national level, there's enough of a sliver, Matt, of maybe some people. I've had some of the MAHA people on, and, you know, they were not conservative or necessarily Trumpian, but because Trump was going to put in a lot of these reforms, they went with him and still are happy about that. Matt, what is it? What reform or what restriction or what the people at the banquet, what are some of the things? It seems to center on vaccination a bit, but there are a lot of parental rights issues. What are some of them?
Yeah, well, these things all overlap. So, you know, at the very core, it's really simple, and it comes down to the freedom to make medical decisions, you know, for ourselves and certainly for our families. You know, so I'm with, you know, NJ5PAC. It's the New Jersey Public Health Innovation Political Action Committee. So, you know, and just very briefly to give you an overview there, we're a grassroots independent PAC. We're dedicated to protecting and advancing medical freedom and parental rights, particularly within the realm of medical decision-making. So that's our primary focus. And we launched in NJ5PAC in 2020, my fellow board members and I, with the purpose of giving what was already a very vibrant and formidable grassroots movement a political presence in a way that hadn't existed up until that point, and it's a more formal and specific political presence. So we engage elected representatives and candidates. We establish a dialogue, and when possible, we share information and perspective with them and listen to them as well, which is important. And then we support those candidates who meet our criteria and hopefully over time slowly changing the electorate, the legislature, and hopefully very soon, you know, the big seat, the governor's mansion.
What would the governor do? What is one thing by executive action or by the people he appoints to in the health department statewide that would go a long way?
Absolutely. That's a really important point. So, you know, health commissioner right off the bat. And that brings up something that's very relevant and which Jack spoke about and also included in his letter to parents and families, which was kind of sort of released at the event. But the Department of Health currently is in the process of making rule changes, it's called, which are sort of a backdoor attempt to make things tougher for us, certainly, for parents who want to have the maximum amount of freedom to be able to take care of our kids as our kids need us to take care of them. And it's sort of a bypass of the legislature. As you may know, back in the end of 2019 and beginning of 2020, they tried to remove the religious exemption, which is sort of the kind of the fundamental piece, which, you know, piece of last resort, where it's the one avenue for parents to be able to make that decision. And they came very close. And, you know, the whole story there, it was kind of dramatic. And thanks to some very courageous lawmakers and many, many thousands of determined citizens, parents mostly, that was averted. So what's happening now is sort of back to, they don't want to go that route again. It was also very embarrassing, I think, in a certain sense for some people. But, you know, through the Department of Health, they're making some more subtle changes, which even if they don't remove the religious exemption, what they can do is affect its practical utility. Right. It can make it difficult to actually exercise it. So the governor can affect that both by moving to have some of those repealed, and also, as you point out, it's a great point, just by his power to put certain positions.
Does Jersey have, and the Supreme Court today with Colorado, which does have this, they were hearing the case where if the child says they want gender-affirming care in Colorado as it stands, well, that's what has to happen. Parents be damned, essentially. Does Jersey have any things that restrict parents who don't want to go down the so-called gender-affirming care? And I guess also we know, I think, the Attorney General, Matt, says that New Jersey should not give out any information to the parent when the kid wants to go by a different pronoun or a different name in school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind saying, you know, I think that's crazy. And I would say that where New Jersey is, we're moving down that road. We're actually on the precipice.
Okay.
So, there have been numerous, it's kind of like a slippery slope, and it's not the one thing, as the saying goes. So they've been introducing, and in some cases passing, but a lot of the introduction of legislation which seeks in different ways to remove or just maybe even distance the parents from their children, from their care, from their education. And these all have sort of a synergistic effect. It's, you know, the more they come through, and next thing you know, things like what you're talking about in Colorado can be the law of the land here in New Jersey. So we're not far from it, and it's one of the main reasons why, you know, Election Day coming up, you have such a clear choice on those very basic, you know, issues at the top of the ticket, you know, in terms of the governor's race. And so it's really very important.
Well, I'm looking at the contrast, too, Matt, at Save Jersey. Inside your article, Jack Cetteroy versus Mikey Sherrill. Keep men and boys out of girls' sports and bathrooms. Yes, Cetteroy. No, Mikey Sherrill. Protect parental rights and families. Yes, Cetteroy. Mikey, no. Oppose surgical gender mutilation experiments. Yes, Jack. No, Mikey. And sue Catholic nuns in hospitals. No, Jack. Yes, Mikey Sherrill. I mean, this is an area of clear contrast. And Matt, the way that you write in this banquet, Jack must be measuring this because, as you know, in a place like Jersey, you get labeled anti-vaxxer and all that stuff. For him to go shows political courage. And I think a sense that the issue is ripe, that there are people in Jersey that are going to vote on things like just what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And I think that's really an important point. It did show political courage, and we really appreciated that. It also shows what you said. I think Jack, in addition to standing up for what he believes is right, you know, he's also a smart guy, and he's running for governor, and he's made a political calculation. He's, you know, sensing the winds of change, and things are changing. And, you know, just as you just read that piece there, which I believe came from Sean Hyland's organization, it's very simple when you look at it that way. Of course, things aren't always that simple, but that's one perspective to really put things, you know, in a very simple format. And, yeah, so I think, you know, our event and Jack's attendance, and you mentioned, you know, the anti-vax thing. In this case, there were articles that came out even before the event, which I think was a sort of preemptive strike,
right,
to hit Jack with the anti-vax label and maybe hope to have him sort of, you know, be a no-show and that sort of thing. And so he really, I think, did the right thing and showed up. And it shows that those labels are becoming less and less relevant, and fewer people really believe in them anymore. It's really
exactly. Well, Matt, it's a pleasure. Keep us in the pipeline because I'm really hoping this takes off. And I think it's going to be a close election. And I think this really spurs turnout and the right stuff. Where do we find you, Matt? Where do people go to see your group?
Well, you can go to our website. It's njphipac.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Those are not my areas of expertise. So, you know, I would say Google them and, you know, go to our website and you'll find those. But we're out there for sure.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for coming on. To be continued.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
You are welcome. All right. Is this, you know, I'm not going to go crazy how many votes or how many people in this, but this is part of the Trump coalition And I think in Jersey, you got to recognize any kind of coalition like this in the end that you can get could help to be determinative, given where I think we're headed here. In a very close election, turnout will be it. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, the comeback that we're looking for, or sequel, because this is a comeback to Wildwood. I'm going to take off just to give you a political all-time comeback. Napoleon. My God, you know, how many times did they send him off into exile? That maniac. I don't think I've read enough about this guy. He was maniacal beyond maniacal.
Oh, he's determined more than anybody.
Oh, yeah,
history.
Exactly. I mean, goes into Russia, survives that, comes out. Yeah. It was St. Helena's. It was Elba. I don't know if there was another island they sent him to. Can you imagine him on that island pacing back and forth?
Just plotting.
He gave us a great dessert. He gave us the hat. He gave us the hand inside the coat jacket.
Gave us a word for just a short guy with a big complex.
That's the thing I was going to say. They said, historically, they actually say he's not as short as, like, he's the legend proclaims him to be. Everybody says, like, oh, he was only 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah.
But there are historians who have accounts where he was actually closer to 5'9 or 5'10".
He's wearing myths.
And Roe always says to me, what difference, why do we always hear this about height? Have you seen that AOC says Stephen Miller is about my height? And Stephen Miller tells Hannity he's 5'10" in stocking feet.
Oh, gosh. That's a short guy move right there.
Yeah. At least, you know what my coaching would be? I'll have you know I'm 5'10 and 3/8". When you put that little bit in, people think you must be telling the truth.
Yeah, you're telling the truth, but I also say you're short.
Well, I don't know if I'm 6'1¼" or not. I like saying it, though.
So I know my exact, measurement, but I don't say it, I just go, 6'2".
Okay.
Well, that's like, you only say the half or the 3/4. Like, the only people who get to say that are kids.
Yeah, in middle school when everyone's growing.
Right, they say their age. Oh, I'm 3 7/8". Yeah.
I'm still using it. So,
all right, well, there you go.
855-839-1210. Get on board. Coming up, the great Johnny Z. At Mulligan's, yes, we are having his version of the Taylor pork roll breakfast sandwich is on the menu. It's a very flexible menu. One moment, raw oysters, gravy, even though he's a sauce guy. I'm working that lineup. I got some variations of it for the big speech with Jack Cettarelli. Long may gravy. Mikey Sherrill's probably selling. I don't know this crowd. They might boo me. I know he's always the sauce guy. He might be egging him on. If he says sauce, let him have it. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Martin Water. Great folks over there. My friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with the biggest saving event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in the Giordano home for years thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. Great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. And the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is as passionate about it. I tell you all the time, that free water test, when they show you the impurities. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off the Kinetic OK5 drinking system. Save $40 off the UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. Already own a water conditioning system? Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. That's martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall. All right, Dom Giordano Show. By the way, I told you yesterday, animal welfare is a big part now of the MAHA agenda, RFK Jr. No more of these experimentations on animals unless absolutely necessary. It's widespread. Dr. Fauci was incredibly bad in this. Also, Zach Bryan teases the new song, Bad News. ICE is going to bust down your door. Is this guy a country guy or what? He's one of the more successful. But his muse, his mentor is Bruce Springsteen. Do we have any of that, Henry? Were you able to find it? All right, let me hear a little bit of this, and we'll talk with Johnny Z coming up about Mulligan's. But country music, there's this segment of it that is not exactly in the let's say, center of the universe, because I was wondering, why was Dixie Chicks today trending unbelievably? You remember the Dixie Chicks when they went overseas, they did it too. They were a pretty big group at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People prefer their cover of Landslide to Fleetwood Max.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I don't know if Zach Bryan is asking for trouble here as he bashes ice and says Bruce Springsteen stops banging. Here's a little taste.
I got to cut it there.
Okay.
A little.
How about the ice busting?
It's not PG for air.
They're about the cops, right? Do we have the busting down the door?
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, you know, look, I know country music's random. His friends are all degenerates. It's generational. And this guy's at the top of the line. But then he pivots toward attacking ICE and telling us, remember country music? Remember Dixie Chicks? He sees the red, white, and blue fading. Or here's a little bit more of Zach Bryan. All right, so the bad news, the fading of the red, white, and blue because of ICE busting down doors, and no houses can get built because people that are here illegally are not there to build. That's what I take from it. All right, this is going to be a Dixie Chicks moment. This guy is wildly successful. I've seen him. I mean, I've heard some of his stuff, Henry. He's billed as the biggest storyteller or creative writer in country music. I don't know enough.
Yeah. He's a great artist. I've seen him live. Okay. He's very good.
All right. So, again, there was that woman who was really hot for a while that wrote stuff that country music fans really, you know, it seems to be outside the zone. I realize it's more diverse now, the thought process. It's not as it used to be. The rich guy and others immediately on Twitter, there's like a fuselage. And then bringing Bruce Springsteen into it. That's a good move. So if you're a Zach Bryan fan, you know, be aware of this. The ice busting down the door. His slur at cops, we had to bleep there too. They're, you know, cops are a problem too. With
MF-er.
Right. Yeah, we have to. And suddenly he pivots from that to the fading of the red, white, and blue. It's about the woman he's missing, fading of the red, white, and blue. These guys will do anything. I mean, they don't follow any script. This is
No. Right, what comes from the heart.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, gibberish, but okay. Coming up, Johnny Z, what's on the menu Friday? What else can we expect? And we'll give you some of the guest list already coming that we know of. Then, of course, the big rally with Rich for 4 big hours over at Seaport. All right, you get in, though, at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.